जयो श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
hare hare
hare krishna hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama hare rama
Hare Rama
Krishna. Thank you so much for coming from so far away, all the way to not only Vrindavan, but the interior section of Vrindavan, here where the Tilak of Vrindavan is situated, Giriraj. You know that the Tilak is at the upper section of the body. It decorates, so to say, the body and tells what the life of the person is all about. This means a Vaishnav Tilak, but there are Tilaks where one's allegiance to Lord Shiva is declared, and many, many other Tilaks. So Giriraj is the Tilak of Vrindavan, and describes what Vrindavan Dham is all about. It is here where the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place daily. There are caves in which the divine couple meet, caves that are lit with jeweled lamps. Krishna goes every day here for cow herding. It is in fact said, if you see 7 cows here walking, then you must know that behind them there is Krishna. Krishna is walking behind them. So you have to move very careful when 7 cows are moving towards you. Yes, so thank you sincerely for making the time to come here for the duration of our retreat. At least most of you can stay that long. And doing what is most essential. See, the most essential point of Krishna consciousness is to be aware of Krishna throughout the day and even the night. And this happens, of course, when we are in a relationship with Krishna. You think of Krishna only when you feel a relationship.
Which are not based on that we know each other for a long time, or that we even really know ourselves. But I'm speaking of affectionate relationships. They only happen I'm speaking of affectionate thoughts, and they only happen when we have a relationship. So coming here out to Govardhan is all about developing our relationship with Krishna, and the immediate spin-off of that is that we think of Krishna in all seriousness and with eagerness to reach his lotus feet. You are courageous, you are very sincere, and I believe eager to have made your day here to this wonderful retreat center. And I really wish you, in the name of Bhujan and Jagatarini Mataji and all our staff, which is headed, the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, which is headed by Prashanta, and from this institute many of the staff members come. I wish you, in the name of all of those, a most wonderful experience. May you do some spiritual archaeology. May you dig deep and find that which is definitely there, that is a relationship with Krishna. May this stay with you. May your stay here be fruitful in this sense. May you divide your life in 2 sections, the time before the Govardhan retreat and the time afterwards. So when I greeted you, I said, not without some smile around the lips, you are covered by your normal faces. Then you are discovering your Krishna consciousness. Let the change. You will be blissful, you will be ecstatic, you will be extremely pure, and you will find actually a new exit to your relationship with Krishna. We always open our retreats with Bhujan Prabhu reading something from the verse of Rupa Goswami, I will read it, and then our Jagatarini Nandji will give you also a little thought to enter this retreat. Yes, Hare Krishna everyone, Hari Bo, welcome, most welcome. And you start to smile already, something works. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Instead of reading from the Kesava Astakam by Srila Rupa Goswami, I shall read something from the Mukunda Muktavali of Srila Rupa Goswami. At our last retreat, I read some of this, and the verses of Rupa Goswami are so charming that I could not resist reading more from them. And these particular verses, they are meditations. And for this particular meditation, I suggest you first take one look at Giriraj and place the photograph of Giriraj within your mind, and then you can snap it by looking and then closing your eyes. But you have to have your eyes closed. And while I'm reading these verses from the Mukundastakam, excuse me, from the Mukunda Muktavali, then you have to be able to see in your mind the words, the picture that Srila Rupa Goswami paints with his words. He starts like this. This isn't the beginning, but it's very, very sweet. Keep your eyes closed, but see this. And he's going to ask, he's going to pray to Lord Mukunda, Krishna, for protection, for so many things. So keep his words in your mind, and as you visualize beautiful Krishna, as Rupa Goswami describes him, also pray along with Rupa Goswami for what Rupa Goswami prays for. Maharaj, do you have your little machine? May the Lord, who enjoys glorious and blissful pastimes in Vrindavan forest, and who wears a peacock feather crown, may he protect me. O friend who is busily hurrying about, please develop love and devotion for Lord Hari's splendid toenails, which are the shelter of the surrendered devotees. May Lord Hari, who wears handsome garments, who stays on the Yamuna's shore, who is the leader of the cowherd boys, the gopas, who is the abode of all transcendental qualities, who is supremely pure, and who is as splendid as a monsoon cloud, let that Lord Hari appear in my heart. O Lord, who playfully broke the Jamal Arjuna trees, O Lord, whose charming pastimes please everyone, O Lord, whose dancing eyebrows defeat the restless Kanjana bird, the wagtails, the ones who are moving this way and that way with their tails, and his eyebrows are compared to them, O conqueror of Kaliya, please protect me. O Lord, whose glories are proclaimed in all the worlds, O Lord, who kills all the demons, O son of Yashoda, O Lord, who is dressed in yellow garments, please grant my greatest desire. We all have so many desires, and so many of them are so little and petty. But we also have great and deep desires coming from us, the real me, ourselves. O Lord, please grant my greatest desire. O intelligent men and ladies, please at once place Lord Mukunda, who wears a graceful peacock feather in his hair, whose forehead defeats the crescent moon, and who the glory of whose teeth eclipses the jasmine buds. Please at once place Lord Mukunda, that Lord Mukunda, in your heart. May the Lord, who protects the Surabhi cows, who expertly crushes the frightened enemies of the demigods, who again and again plays upon his flute, and who wears a garland of forest flowers, may he grant auspiciousness to you all. May you develop great devotion for Lord Mukunda, who pleases all the cowherd boys, whose bimba fruit lips drink the flute, who kills the demons, who worships King Nanda, who is the root cause of all playfulness. May that Lord Mukunda, whose belly contains all the universes, may he protect you all. May the graceful form named Krishna, the eyes of which are restless, who is a monsoon of transcendental bliss, who is splendid as a new monsoon cloud, and who is the sweetest of all people and things in this world, who wears a garland that is so graceful, may he protect you all. Virachaya mayadandam dinabandhum dayamba gathiriha nabhavata kakshirani mamasti nipapattu satakoti nimalam satvanavambas tarapikila payodastuyate chattakena. O Lord of the poor, do what you like with me. Give me either mercy or punishment. But in this world, I have no one to look to except you. The Chataka bird always prays for the cloud, regardless of whether it showers rain or throws a thunderbolt. Prachinanam bhajanam atulam duskaram srinvito me nayasena jalati riddayam bhakti lesa lasasya visradristim magahara tavakanna karunya vichim asa banduksitam idam upetyantare antasaityam. I am very weak. I am very lazy to do even the smallest devotional service. So when I hear of the peerless and difficult to perform devotional service performed by the great devotees in ancient times, my heart burns with sadness, with despair. I feel hopeless. But, O Lord, O killer of Agasura, when I hear that the waves of your mercy splash everyone, from the demigod Brahma down to the most insignificant creature, when I hear about the waves of your mercy, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a cooling drop of hope.
When I hear of your mercy, then my heart becomes sprinkled with a drop of hope. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare sing again together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paskatya Desitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaurabhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I would like to also say that I'm very happy to see you all here by the side of Giriraj today and for a week. It's a very special experience, and so take advantage of it. Taking advantage of it means to use all your time to try to reflect on what you're hearing, or how what you're hearing is reacting with you, because sometimes we hear something and it creates some turbulence even, because it it challenges the way that we see reality. And that's a very good thing, because we see humanity from a very incredibly, we see as humanity from an incredibly amoebic perspective. We have very little understanding of anything whatsoever, except our human experience, which, as I said, is very insignificant, actually. I would like to share with you something that Srila Prabhupada, this is him speaking, about how Vrindavan, and of course that means also here at Govardhan, how Vrindavan is so important. He says, Aradhya, the Supreme Lord Krishna, is the worshipable deity, and his dham and his is his headquarters. Dham means headquarters, Vrindavan. And therefore, Vrindavan is so important. Just like when the sun appears in your country, there is a particular city or place somewhere. Similarly, Krishna appears in this place. This example, he says, is very, very nice. So as the sun may appear somewhere, Krishna appears somewhere. Now, when I was reading this, I was thinking, yes, but the sun then quickly moves on. So the sun appears first, you could say, on one side of Giriraj, then on the other, then the next town, then the next place, and so on. So it's not that the sun stays in one place. But Krishna stays in Vrindavan. So how does this analogy work? How is it that he stays in one place but he's always moving at the same time? So Srila Prabhupada continues and he says, when he was in this universe, which for us is an inestimable amount of space, he stayed here for 125 years. When he was here for 125 years. When he was on the battlefield, his age was 100 years, almost 100 years. He went to Dwarka, and after some days, he disappeared. So I think that, he says, 100 years he was fighting as a charioteer, Arjuna. Just imagine, 100-year-old man, how many children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren he might have. So within these 125 years, all the pastimes that Krishna displayed during his presence, they were going on, all these things are going on in each and every universe. Just like the sun planet is moving from place to place. This is the idea of Krishna Leela in Vrindavan. So all the activities, they are manifest in either of the so many Brahmandas. So at every second, just try to comprehend the magnitude of Krishna's Leela. At every second, you just divide that 125 years into seconds. Less than a second. What is that? So he has the young men who are sitting with him trying to calculate these phenomenal figures of what number they're going to come up with, this vast number, 125 years divided by seconds. So if you divide in this way, and then he asks them, how many seconds is in an hour? And they say, 3,000. Prabhupada says, 3,000. They say, 3,600. And Prabhupada says, 3,600 seconds in an hour. 1 hour, then you multiply by that by 24 hours, it's a day. And then he says, now just imagine 360 seconds in an hour. So in one day we have got 24 hours. So 360 into 24, that becomes seconds in a day. And Prabhupada is continuing there verbally between them to work out the number. Just imagine, he says, just imagine how many universes there are, so that calculation of a second, you go on continuing to work out the number, and Prabhupada says, so God's creation is so wonderful, so wonderful. Nobody can, I would imagine he wanted to say, nobody can estimate. Everything is unlimited. He's unlimited. His creation is unlimited. His pastimes are unlimited. His forms are unlimited. Everything is unlimited. Just like now, perhaps those young brahmacharis were sitting there thinking, unlimited is unlimited. It's very difficult to hold on to what unlimited means. So he said to them, in your own body, can you count how many hairs are on your body, on your head? Can you? Can we?
For me and Brahma Tirtha, we can.
Okay. And Prabhupada says, I'm claiming this is my body, but I do not know how many hairs are there. But you ask Krishna and he will tell you. Especially Howard, so those who are familiar with the early devotees in Prabhupada's time, in the ISKCON beginning, Howard Wheeler, who became later Hayagriva, had a large beard and long hair. So Prabhupada says, especially Howard, he cannot say how many hairs are there. Who can say? Howard cannot say. So this is Krishna's creative energy, you see? And he is aloof. All things, all these wonderful things are going on. But he is aloof. So Srila Prabhupada continued to explain. that in every Brahmanda there's a Vrindavan Dham. And Krishna's Leela goes from one Vrindavan Dham to the next Vrindavan Dham to the next Vrindavan Dham, in the same way that the sun is moving through the sky. And after 24 hours it comes again. So after 125 years divided into seconds, that's how many planets there are. That Krishna's Leela is going through all of these planets and then returning here. So this place where we're sitting, this Sri Vrindavan Dham, what to speak of sitting so close to Giriraj Maharaj, it's a most astonishing and deep place. And so while you're here, have a little prayer that, I don't know what to do with this. I've come here and I've touched on such an amazing opportunity. Please bless me in some way. Please bless me that somehow or another I can move forward in my bhakti. Because that's really the only thing that we carry with us forever. Everything else, like the sun, is moving, moving, moving in the sky. So, I guess I can say welcome, although I also myself feel as if I'm seeking a welcome as well from the mercy of Sri Vrindavan Dham. So together may we spend this time exploring the transcendental nature of Vrindavan and Krishna's amazing pastimes. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Jagatari Rini Mataji. So, did I understand correctly? Prabhupada made this calculation about the seconds because, was it each second Krishna appears in a new universe? Was that?
Like the sun is moving, yeah. Krishna's Leela is moving, continuously moving.
Wow.
Continuously moving.
It's an amazing. No, concept, wonderful. Yes, I would like to just request your attention for a little while. It is always my pleasure to try to give you some hints how you could make best use of your time here and make this retreat your personal adventure, your personal experience-oriented time here. Why is it so important to go from time to time on retreat? Well, if you consider your life, we live in modern times, or sometimes we hear postmodern times, and these are very busy times. So busy that we might often overlook that which matters most for us. We move about all the time, either with our thoughts, where we plan for the future, or then with the body which follows our mind. But do we really engage in that which is most important to us? I mean, that for which we joined the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. There's a famous Christian saint who wrote at his time, "Stop, where are you running to? All you are searching for is inside. God, the Self, eternal life. If you keep on looking outside, you might well miss it all." Stop, where are you running at all? I believe that those who went on this particular retreat are aware of this. And precisely for that reason, to be again more connected to the essentials of their life, they have come here in the hopes of gaining some further insights, inspirations, and so on. I want to also share with you something. I think all of us who are here today heard something like a call. In Mayapur, in 76, Prabhupada spoke about Krishna's kindness to always call us to move forward. He said, Krishna's always kind, but when he sees that you are very eager to go to Krishna, he calls. He calls. Just like he explained to Arjuna, my dear Arjuna, because you are my very dear friend, sarva guyatamang, savadamang parijajam, mangikang sharanamvaryam, I'm now disclosing to you, take shelter of me. So this is calling. Prahlad Maharaj expects, when the Lord will call me. That is real mercy. You cannot call God or Krishna. Please come to me and save me. Krishna is not your servant. He does not agree to be your servant. But when he is pleased, he calls you. Please come and surrender unto me. Therefore we must expect, when the Master will call me, don't try to see God, but act in such a way, you're absolutely wrong. Don't try to see God, says Prabhupada, but act in such a way that God will call you. Please come here. That is wanted. That is bhakti. So, going on retreat is nothing else than to pause your ordinary life to which you are habituated. I will challenge you a few times. You might also have to pause your ordinary thoughts, even your ordinary thoughts in the Hare Krishna movement, and explore things on a deeper level. No, it means to put a pause on this. Halt, stop my life. I want to see if there is something I'm missing. I want to see if there is something I should follow. Something like this. And this happens when you are coming here with an eagerness, and maintain the eagerness so that Krishna will see you and he will call you. He will give you perhaps a call that is as life-changing as the call which you heard when you decided, let me become a devotee and take initiations and chant 16 rounds. The calling of Krishna doesn't stop there. The calling of Krishna has only begun there. Perhaps it has begun even much, much earlier. But here on retreat, by opening yourself, after you have paused your habitual life and your habitual thoughts, you can open yourself to hear the call of Krishna. When he sees that you are very eager to go to Krishna, he calls. And Prabhupada is really very urgently making the point. He repeats, he calls, please come to me. No, please come and surrender unto me. My dear devotees, when you go with this type of eagerness and understanding on retreat, it is absolutely sure that you will hear a call.
Yes, he said, yes, I know. But you always say Krishna can speak to us and Krishna can direct us. You say he is in the heart of everyone. But at least I didn't get any information. And I said, yes, Brother B, because you never come to the Govardhan retreat. Please go come. So he came against his cultural reservations regarding India. And he came at the end of the retreat, he said, I really hate to admit it, but you were right. Yeah, brothers in Germany, no? It's affectionate talk. I really asked Krishna a question about our parents and how I should deal with them. And then he said, and I heard an answer and I followed that answer. And he did this, I know our parents died 2 years ago, I think. He had heard that Giriraj had told him that he must take care of them, arrange all their finances, which was difficult to do, and to study almost the science, and so on. He received answer, and then he received also an answer regarding his spiritual life, but he didn't tell me this because he's my older brother. but he has changed. I can see he is much more on his toes regarding his spiritual practice. So yes, Krishna will call you, especially in these parts. There will be a retreat. It's called a retreat part. It's called Alone with Krishna, where we will actually go very close to Giriraj, and we will spend time in prayer, in chanting, in reading, in thinking about deeper questions and so on. You will see something wonderful will be given to you. My dear devotees, many of my older god brothers have said to me that they feel at this moment the devotees don't need so much more philosophical lectures, which are meant to install faith. They have faith, at least those who are practicing, they have faith. But what they need at this stage is an experience. An experience of what they believe in, because that will nourish and convince them beyond their conviction, beyond what they are already convinced in. My dear devotees, there are 3 rules of a pilgrim, and if you are a note taker, this is a good time to take notes. Try to see whatever happens as an arrangement for Krishna. That means you must look behind the apparent thing. Example, I met a few years ago a scientist from the Max Planck Institute. That's the institute which supplied the highly debated information on COVID-19 and spread all over the world. And he came here. He had a good set of glasses, and I took him on a tour. He understood that I spoke German, and he wanted to speak in German. And we went to the Yamuna, and then I said, "May I shock you?" He said, "You have already challenged me a lot, but what is it? Watch me." And I put a gamsha and then right into the Yamuna. And I was only 50 centimeters away. He said, "Don't you know what's in the server? Don't you use Google?" You might come out as a skeleton. It is so chemically overburdened. I took three that demonstrated this, and I came out very blissful, very happy. I'm drying myself up. Can you see my bones? So yes, very easy guys. And I just hope that this happens, but we can never erase this. I was walking, we were talking about subject matters until it was Johann Wolfgang Goethe, Haus, and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, a big monkey descended on Klaus and took his glasses away. And I was so happy. Because I knew it. Now I could make a point. So he tried my glasses. Yes, I went with this monkey. Do you want to climb after him? I need those glasses to see. I have an extra set, but I have set on it. By mistake, it broke. I need my glasses. How will I get them back? Klaus, I said the monkey will be faster than you. I don't think you can get them back, but perhaps I have an idea. Will this mean something? In the garden, we learn that behind things, although come on, don't tell me there's a god behind the monkey. Listen. There are things which you can't see with these eyes. He had earlier told me that his sister had died. And I brought this up again. Don't you remember? You were there at the deathbed of your sister, and all of a sudden you said she was gone. What was gone? The body was still lying there. The weary face of your sister was there. What was gone? The life had gone. Yes. Have you ever seen death which had gone? Did you see it go out of the body? No. This was the soul of all of the life force, and it is invisible. So there are things which you can't see, and perhaps losing your glasses means you should finally start to look for another set of eyes also, a spiritual vision by which you can see the entirety of reality, especially the things which matter most, the soul, God, and everything. And now watch me. What are you going to do? I'm giving you the glasses. What? Thank you, sir. Give me 20 rupees. Give me 20 rupees. I got the bananas. And then the monkey, put the bananas in one place. And then made a big noise. You have to irritate them so that they don't take the bananas and keep the glasses. That's the challenge. You know, so you have to unravel their thinking by making noise. And then he goes for the bananas and he drops the glasses and so on. And I give it back to Klaus. That was really good. That was not good, it was a little monkey psychology. Not more. So what I wish to say, I don't want to entertain you with a funny story. I want to make the point. Behind what happens to you during this retreat, try to see the arrangement of Krishna. Then your stay here will be a stay in the classroom of God, where you learn many lessons that otherwise would never come to you. This is the second rule of the pilgrim. The third rule of the pilgrim is very wonderful. It means try to serve. or try to please. One adaption of this, or let us say a creative interpretation, might be that during this time you try to avoid that which is against the service of Krishna, against bhakti. For instance, the tendency to criticize. To criticize others who are not moving like you wish them to move, and so on. This is very good advice, my dear Lord. So three rules of the pilgrim. Which was the first one? Search for Krishna, wonderful. Second, try to see the arrangement behind the outer appearances. And the third rule of the pilgrim is try to serve. Wonderful, you're wonderful. My dear devotees, we will end here with a little meditation. I know it is really very little, but why do we meditate sometimes? Well, we will talk in this, about the role of smaranam or devotional recollection in our lives by going into a beautiful subject which is so nice that we don't want us to forget it, and therefore we want to remember. But yeah, I just want to say, when you contemplate things, you don't just hear and then lose it, then it leaves your ear. You engage with the subject, and while you engage with the subject, you are more likely to retain the subject than by just in one ear, out the other. Good. Are you ready? Good. I would just request you, please, to first look around in the place, what you see here. Please don't look there where the tiles have fallen from the building.
We did that, by the way, just to give it that old authentic look.
Okay, that's for the authentic look. See the trees. See, Giriraj is a very, very, very sweet smile. Oh, he looks so much good, so sweet, when you can see clearly with the help of the light. And you see the creepers climbing up the buildings. When you later are able to walk there, you will smell them also. They have the smell of the green of the night. The delicious taste of this. Good, as you have seen, looked around.
Please sit straight. When you're ready, kindly close your eyes. And arrive in the present moment. An easy way to arrive in the present moment is to listen to the sounds. If you strain your ears a little bit, you might hear the beautiful soothing sound of the waterfall on our Giriraj. Those on the back might hear other sounds. Just arrive in the present moment. Relax your body by just feeling its weight as it is drawn by the gravitational force. And relax. Relax. Torso, that's the middle part of the body. Shoulders. And bring your awareness to your heart. A very easy way to bring your awareness to the heart is to just imagine the nostrils are above your heart and you breathe through your chest into your heart space. Please do this a few times on your own. Just breathe into your heart. And then nicely and relaxed, breathe out. See yourself arriving at the Govardhan Retreat Center. You get out of your vehicle. And you go through the gate into this wonderfully beautiful project with the trees. See yourself coming before Giriraj in your mind's eye. Offering your obeisances. You are by yourself. It's very peaceful. You know you will now go on retreat and ask yourself three questions. First, what is it that at this stage of my life I wish to leave behind? A habit, a difficult relationship that has fulfilled its purpose. What is it that I need to leave behind? What is it in my life that does not serve me any longer on my spiritual path? Please ask this question. I will leave you alone for a little bit. I can see some of you are unwilling to participate. Please, it's in your interest. Think again, what is it that I need to leave behind? Next question. What could I do on this retreat to turn more to Krishna and to perhaps find my next step in life? Turn more to Krishna means your ideal retreat, where you would like to participate, perhaps. And the third is actually a prayer. Pray for Giriraj's mercy, or if you're more familiar, pray for your Guru's mercy. Or if you're more familiar, pray to Krishna, Radharani, so that you can move forward in your life. Good to leave behind, and what could be a good next step here and in our life. My dear devotees, for leaving something behind, you need strength, inner strength. And for moving forward, you also need strength. That's what we can pray for. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Your time to offer to Giriraj an incense stick and a light. It is there on the table. The table where Prashanta points to. And you please can get up, get your light and your incense stick and what was it, a flower, and offer it in wonderful devotional circles while we continue with this kirtan, and try to do two things, offer and sing at the same times. That is a very nice practice. We can all now join in the kirtan. Please sing now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
two places you can collect this. No, one is to your right and one is to your left. And please let us all sing joyously. Hey, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.